Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Mr. Haney,
this isn't the truck I bought.
It's the one he gave me.
That miserable Haney. I should have known better than to buy anything from...
Good morning.
Mr. Haney,
I can see by the pleased expression on your face how happy you are with your new truck.
Mr. Haney, this is not the truck that I bought from you.
It isn't?
No. The truck you showed me and the truck I bought was almost brand new.
Oh, well, I couldn't give you that truck. You see, that was a floor sample.
A floor?
Now, shall we get down to business? You gave me a $200 deposit, so you still owe me a balance of $250.
I'm not giving you any $250.
Well, then I'm afraid I'll be forced to take legal steps.
Mr. Haney... If there are any legal steps to be taken, I'm the one that's going to take them because this time you made a big mistake.
Impossible.
You gave me a bill of sale with the other truck's motor number on it. So you're guilty of fraud and perhaps larceny. You can go to jail for what you've done.
Jail? Well, rather than have a dissatisfied customer, I'll return your $100 deposit.
$200.
Are you sure?
I have your receipt.
Well, in that case, well, I'll give you the money. Here's your... Doggone, I must have a hole in the pocket of my other suit.
Mr. Haney, I want the money.
I'll have it here by the first of the month.
Now?
Well, it'll take a little longer than that.
All right, I'll give it till 6 o'clock tonight.
Oh, but...
It's either that or go to jail.
Where am I gonna get that kind of money?
That's your problem. Come on, Eb, let's get out in the cornfield.
$200. Well, I can get the $10 back that I let my brother-in-law have for letting me use his truck as a floor sample. But the other 190 might not be that easy.
Why I ever buy anything from Haney is beyond... What the? What happened to my corn?
I don't know. I never saw it look so good.
Must have been Colby's cow.
You mean Irene?
This is the second time this week she's trampled my crops.
At least somebody's getting some enjoyment out of them.
I told Colby to fix that fence.
It wouldn't do any good. If she's in love with your bull, barbed wire wouldn't keep her out.
Now, you know I don't have a bull.
Then she must be in love with you.
She's not in love with...
Uh-oh. Here's your sweetheart.
Out!
If you two want to be alone...
Eb, will you stop it? Out! Get out! Out! Go on!
Irene, he's trying to tell you that the romance is over.
So there you are, Irene. Look, Mr. Colby, look what your cow did to my corn.
Not Irene. Why, I've taught Irene to tiptoe through a cornfield.
Look, can't you keep your cow on your side of the fence?
Not unless you fix it.
Well, why should I fix it?
Because it's your fence.
The fence is on the property line. It belongs to both of us.
It looks like the break was on your side.
The break is on both sides.
Well, if you fix your side, I won't have to worry about mine.
All right, I'll fix it. But if that cow breaks through again and does any damage to my crops, I won't be responsible for my actions.
You'd better listen to him, Mr. Colby. There's no telling what he'll do when he gets his riles up.
Come on, Irene. Come on.
All right, Ed, now let's get some tools and fix the fence.
Oh, hello, Dad. Hey,
good morning. My card?
Thank you.
Lady.
You want your card back.
Madam, please, my name is Wheeler. I'm with the advertising department of the Salt Lake City Salt Lick Company.
Oh, I was once in Salt Lake City.
No, ma'am, that's Salt Lake City. We manufacture a salt lick.
Well, we're not very big salt lickers here.
Well, maybe you could tell me something. Do you own that property down there along the county road?
No.
Do you know who does?
My husband. He keeps everything in his name, except my name.
All I really want to know is, would your husband allow us to put up a billboard advertising our salt lick on that property along the road?
I don't think so.
We'd be willing to pay him.
Well, that wouldn't make any difference. He's a real hothead about billboards. He always said that the countryside should remain unspoiled. That if Mother Nature wanted billboards, she would have gotten in touch with you.
Well, thanks anyway.
You're welcome. Do you want your card back?
No, you can have it.
Well, that's good and solid. Cow won't be able to get through there again.
She won't have to. She found another way in.
Oh, that miserable! Get out! Get out! Go on, get out! Look at these tomatoes.
Yeah, they look better than they did last year.
Mr. Kimball!
Yeah, I noticed your cornfield looked better, too.
Look, Mr. Kimball, we're a little busy.
Hey, you better fix that hole in the fence, or that cow is liable to go over to Colby's place and cause a lot of damage.
That's Colby's.
How'd she get in here?
Through that hole in the fence.
Boy, you ought to fix that.
Look, I
can't move her. That's no way to try to move a cow. I took a course in college on cow moving. It was one method that was advocated by Professor Lucius Feltwiener.
What was that?
You got a shotgun, scare her off.
If I had a shotgun, I think I would.
Would you like to borrow mine?
No, I
took another course in college that might work. Animal psychology.
Look, Mr. Kimball, you're just wasting our...
What's your name?
Irene.
Irene, huh? My dear, I would like to talk to you. You understand?
Holy hole in the fence. Did you see that?
What did you say to her?
Well, I told her you said if she didn't get out of here, you were going to borrow my shotgun and blow her head off.
Goodbye, Mr. Kimball.
Oh, well, goodbye, Mr. Douglas.
How come you're so dirty?
Huh? Oh. We were fixing the fence to keep Mr. Douglas' girlfriend out.
Oh?
Her name is Irene, and she's in love with him.
She's a cow.
Well, that's a nice way to talk about a girl who's in love with you.
He's an 18-carat cad.
She's Mr. Colby's cow, and she keeps breaking down the fence and trampling my crops. And if she does it once more, I'll...
You what?
He'll blow her head off.
Eb, will you?
He's going to borrow Mr. Kimball's shotgun.
That's enough, Eb.
But
just run along.
Yes, sir.
You certainly are a hothead.
I'm not a hothead.
Well, then why did you want to borrow Mr. Kimball's shotgun to shoot the cow?
I didn't want to borrow it.
Here's a shotgun you wanted to borrow, Mr. Douglas.
If I ever saw anybody with a guilty look on their face and a shotgun in their hand, that is you.
Look, I didn't...
Mr. Douglas? Mr. Douglas, guess who broke down the fence and is in your apple orchard eating all your apples?
Oh, that miserable. Well, I'll fix her.
Oliver, don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, put the billboard up right over there, Phil.
This side would be better, Mr. Wheeler.
No, that property belongs to a hothead who doesn't like billboards.
Oh. Well, we don't want to tangle with another one of them. Remember the farmer that took a shotgun to us?
Vividly. Come on, let's unload the truck.
Irene, I warned you. Now get out of here. Go on out!
Was that a shotgun?
Yeah, and it's coming from the direction of the hothead's farm.
Will you get out of here?
We're going, we're going. Let's get moving.
Irene, what would it take to make you go home? I'm sorry, but I'm married.
I think it's a good idea for you to talk to Mr. Colby with your husband running around with a loaded shotgun.
Oh, I don't think that Mr. Douglas would shoot anybody.
Uh-oh. Holy smoke!
What is it?
Irene!
Why is she sleeping this way?
She ain't sleeping.
You mean she...
As a doornail. Mr. Douglas finally did it.
Oliver! Oliver, how could you?
Stay here. Holy Toledo!
Is the cow really?
She died a grade A death. I guess she went out the way she wanted to, with her cream on top. Boy, if Mr. Colby finds out about this, he's gonna come gunning for Mr. Douglas.
What can we do?
May I be of assistance?
Mr. Douglas shot Irene in a fit of rage.
Your husband is a cow killer?
What can we do? Mr. Colby might shoot my husband.
Let me examine the corpus delicious. It's a dud. Maybe there's some way I can parlay this into $190.
Well, Mr. Haney?
It's Irene, all right, and she's beyond morsel help.
Oh, the poor thing.
But at a time like this, we must think of the living, namely Mr. Douglas, and how to protect him from Mr. Colby's wrath.
Yeah.
Now, you two go home and act as if nothing had happened. And I'll get rid of the rigor before mortise sets in.
How much is that going to cost, Mr. Haney?
Let's not discuss money at a time like this.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I'll be around later for my $50.
Why are you staring at me?
It's the first time I've been this close to a killer. It's a little frightening.
What is he...
Oliver, oh, Oliver, why did you do it? Why, why?
Have you been taking Joan Crawford lessons?
Just like Pretty Boy Floyd. He's gonna brazen it out.
Eb, take this gun back to Mr. Kimball.
Oh, no. You're not gonna get my fingerprints on it. I ain't gonna take the rap for you.
What?
You should be ashamed of yourself trying to frame him.
You two haven't been at the antifreeze again, have you?
Oliver, why did you do it? Why?
Will you stop with a vi and tell me vot?
You shot Irene. That's vot.
You're out of your mind.
No, Oliver. You're the one that's out of your mind. That's how we're going to get you off. You're going to plead temporary insanitation.
Yeah, there's always been a streak of insanitation in my family.
Oh, but don't worry, Oliver. I will stick by you.
Lisa, I appreciate your loyalty, but I did not kill Mr. Colby's cow.
You fired the shotgun, didn't you?
In the air, straight up.
That's the way we found her, with her legs in the air, straight up.
Lisa, I did not...
Anyway, Oliver, you don't have to worry. We got rid of her.
Thank you very much.
Boy, there goes a real cool cow killer.
Well, I know that you and Irene were very good friends.
Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, Mr. Haney.
Is the killer around?
No, he's out in the apple orchard fixing a fence.
Good. You'll be happy to know I took care of that little matter. I gave her a nice service, dignified but simple. Now, may I have my $75?
I thought you said 50.
Well, I figured you'd want an organist.
Well, I don't have the money with me.
A check will be fine.
Well, thank you.
Oh, if you don't mind, just make it out to Cash.
Who is he?
He's the organist, Ogden Cash.
There you are.
Of course, we're not out of the woods yet.
We're not?
No, ma'am. Mr. Colby hasn't missed Irene yet. And when he does, he'll know what's happened and he'll come a-gunning for your husband.
What can we do? What?
That's one of the finest impressions I've ever seen of Joan Crawford.
Thank you.
Now, the only way to keep Colby from missing Irene is to replace her with another cow. You wouldn't happen to have a cow, would you?
Well, just Eleanor. But I can't give her up. I couldn't do that to her.
Well, either you do it to Eleanor or Mr. Colby will do it to your husband.
Well, I am sorry, Eleanor.
Now, if you will just make me out another check for $15.
What is that for?
Transporting Eleanor over to Colby's. Now, normally there'd be no charge, but unfortunately, I'm driving a unionized truck.
Oh, well.
But I don't need a cow.
And all I'm asking for is $100.
Yeah, I wouldn't give you $35 for her.
So, $35.
What's the matter with her? Dried up?
Colby, I resent you casting nasturtiums on my honesty.
Why are you so anxious to sell her?
Well, I'm having a gigantic cow clearance sale. I'm getting rid of all my cows to make room for a flock of sheep I'm considering buying.
$35, eh? You got a deal.
Is the Moo-Moo murderer at home?
No, he went to Drucker's.
Probably to get a tranquilizer for his jagged nerves.
No, he went to get a fertilizer.
Well, that'll take the edge off of a jagged nerve, too. Anyway, I brought it over.
Brought what over?
Follow me. I'm sorry it took so long.
What took so long?
Having Irene stuffed and mounted as per your order. Ain't that a work of taxidermical art?
Yes, but I didn't order it.
That wasn't your voice on the phone saying to have Irene stuffed and mounted for $100?
No, it wasn't.
Perhaps it was your $50 voice.
Well, why would I want to have Irene stuffed?
As an object lesson to your husband to curb his temper by having this stuffed version of Irene in such a prominent place as your bedroom, it will serve as a constant reminder of his dastardly deed, and I guarantee that he'll never kill another cow again.
Well, if it helped to curb his temper, it's worth $25.
I believe the last figure mentioned was 50.
35 is the highest.
Make it 45, and you've bought yourself a stuffed constant reminder.
All right, you put it in the barn, and I get your money.
Mr. Douglas, this ain't gonna work.
Why not? When something's broken, You tie splints to it.
Boy, you've really blown your mind since you...
Since I what?
Since you... Holy smoke! Look! It's the ghost of Irene come to haunt you.
What?
Haunt him. He did it to you. But I tell you, it was the ghost of Irene.
How can it be the ghost of Irene when the ghost of Irene is in the barn in their stuff?
Where did you get this?
I bought it from Mr. Haney. He had it stuffed for me.
This ain't Irene. This was a phony.
Are you sure?
Yeah, look what it says right here. Property of the Salt Lake City, Salt Lake Company Advertising Department.
I should have known better. Mr. Douglas never could choose to anybody.
He might start now when he finds out about all the money you gave Mr. Haney.
Well, maybe we better not say anything.
It's okay with me, but how are you going to explain where Eleanor is?
Oh, I forgot all about her. You go over to Mr. Colby and get her back.
Okay. What about Stuffy?
Well, I have to find out a way to get rid of her before Mr. Douglas gets back.
Looking for something?
Yes. We had a stuffed cow on top of our truck, and it fell off along here somewhere.
Have you seen it?
Well, that all depends. Is there any reward?
$10.
Don't go away. May I be of assistance?
Mr. Haney, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Why? What did I do?
Starting from the beginning, you made me think that my husband was a cow schuster. Then you charged me to get rid of the evidence. And then you charged me again for this stuffed phony and...
You haven't told your husband, have you?
No, and I better not. Otherwise, we'll have a stuffed Mr. Haney around here.
You'd better get rid of this before Mr. Douglas sees it.
As I was trying to do.
Let me take it off of your hand.
How much will that cost?
Nothing. Just a $10 trucking fee.
I like nothing better.
But,
Nothing.
Very well. I'll do it as an act of mercy.
Yep, this is it.
Good. May I have the $20 reward?
I said 10.
Oh, that's correct. But I had to pay $10 out of my own pocket to the folks that found it because they had become so attached to it.
All right. Here's your 20. Good.
This should do it.
Eb! Eb!
What's the matter?
Eleanor's missing.
Well, then why are you calling for Eb?
Do you know where she is?
What does she look like?
Are you stalling me? Where is Eleanor?
The question is, where is Eleanor?
Here she is.
There she is. Does that answer your question?
Eb, where have you been?
Oh, we were jogging.
Jogging? Let me have her.
You owe Mr. Colby $35.
$35?
What was that about $35?
Who said that?
You did.
I didn't hear it.
Eb... Take Eleanor into the barn and milk her.
Yes, sir.
Lisa, what's going on? You two been acting funny all day. First you accuse me of...
Mr. Douglas.
It's 5 to 6. I suppose you've come to ask for an extension.
No, sir. I have come to give you your $200. If you'll count it, please.
Where did you get all this money?
Oh, I picked it up. A little here, a little there.
Mostly here.
Satisfied?
No, there's only $195 here. You're $5 short.
I am? Somewhere along the line, I didn't charge somebody enough. Surely you'll trust me for the other $5.
Mr. Haney, I've put up with enough of your shenanigans. This time I'm going to teach you a lesson. I want the $5 now.
Well, I haven't got it. But I could tell you a $5 story about a stuffed cow.
Never mind, Mr. Haney. Here is your $5.
Thank you.
Why did you give him the $5?
Well, I heard the stuffed cow story, and I don't think you would have liked it.
Mm-hmm.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.